allow Maggie to speak then.
Thanks, Dave. And I'd really like to thank colleague from Public Health for the update. And I wanted to personally say how difficult the decision was for the RMI NHS Trust to make to not be able to continue to provide the service. And I think it demonstrates exactly the issues we face at running some of our services at such a small scale. Being leadership and management practice and good governance, the inclusion of neighbours coming to this service have, within a relatively short term, been able to take it to a CQC rated good service. I think if we've kept it under the eye of our NHS Trust, we've had improvement notices during that visit. So again, we are working closely with inclusion across the trust. This is a service which is vital to our mental health services, and the relationships, as indicated by the CQC, are of a very high standard. And I just wanted to make a big point here for the health and wellbeing board, that some of our current services that we are running, that we talk about our trust board and the health overview scrutiny, face the same challenges that we face with this, with the misuse services. I'm sure we'll have other examples like this in the future. But I personally, on behalf of the Trust, would like to congratulate inclusion for the way they've been able to so quickly take the service to where we expect it to be in our community.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you for the report. Can I expect an open day in the walls?
Yes, so there's an event in August.
So what I was thinking was, I mean, this is a really good news story, and having now met the director of Commons Kirk, I think this is probably something, and first of all, if you invite me along, if it's on an available day to me, I would like to come along. But what I was thinking is this would be a good news story we should get out, because quite often, frequently, as you know, maybe the negatives come flying out, but this is an extremely good piece of work. So I'm wondering if we can make sure that something goes out with our endorsement as a good piece of work. And probably it's gone now, but we'll get John on board as well. Get some of our health scrutiny so that we can actually start sending out some good news stories.
This is a good news story.
I think Kirk would be quite quickly, he's very good.
Thanks.
Yeah, we would
generalise that, anything we could do to promote the way resources improved, we would be delighted to be involved in. Just a final point for me is what we learned as a trust board from this, and John's gone on that, and it was attempted to pay all of our trust boards. Is we can't get into crisis to prove the point that we can't be serious. We couldn't make this decision probably rather than serving, but we tried. And we tried with the encouragement of the health and wellbeing board and the green scrutiny, because we were so keen to try and keep service as local as possible. And I think we learned very, very, very sending messages from how we handled this. So again, I'd like to support any progress.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Mark, did you want to speak on that? And I'll move on.
Yeah, no, I wanted to also compliment, in the sense I at Pride met and I know some of you have worked that and some research users. And I was really taken by how they felt that it was going well, that they actually write their new employer and their morale. And like 12 months before, people were approaching me with very low morale. So I think it's important to actually bring that out in public. The people on the ground who work in that service, some cold face, and actual people who are actually using the service from the community are actually here. For me, that is the test. The test is the voice. If I'm making noises among critical meetings, it's because the day before I checked the voice, and it's the voice that I'm representing. But the voice in this case is seeing hope and seeing change. And I think one of the comments that came back from someone, I'm not going to, you know, confidentiality say, was the inclusion, in a sense, being a national organisation that knew what they were doing within that. And their worry was, would we have lost that kind of local bit of it? And as you said, in their training and everything, there was a lot about that local voice. And they felt reassured by that. Before that, they were very worried about, you know, an offshore organisation sort of going on. So I just wanted to come back on that.
Thank you, Martin. Briefly, you want to say?
Don't to prolong it. What I would say, you know, that's counselor to hold that thought for other services as well. So it's increasingly difficult to have funds. When we've got services, it's an important service for us, but it's relatively small. To be able to keep a service dynamic, contemporary, and well led, then having access at scale is really important. So I think when we have difficult conversations about survival of very small services in the future, I'd ask you to hold that thought, because when you're in the eye of the storm, it's extremely difficult. And you know from the conversations we had at Open Media Scrutiny how challenging that was. We had all sorts of press, counter press about how we thought it was, what we were doing, some staff groups, etc. But in a relatively short time, the morale of that group has improved, and they've been able to demonstrate that to our quality regulator. So perhaps we'll hold that thought when we go into other challenging situations.
I want to move on because I'm very mindful of time, but just to build on that point, I think we've learned that in the council. I can come back to it. People don't always see the benefit of the partnership working until after it's happened. Mm-hmm. We literally yesterday had a letter from the Secretary of State, who was in that department at that time in relation to our fire service, and the Hampshire and Isle of Wight Fire Authority is now being formed, confirming that he supports that. That would make a huge difference, but we wouldn't do that on our own. We can only do it in Hampshire. So I think it is partnership working is good, takeovers aren't so good, and so I think we're in partnership. Rob, can you do it 30 seconds?
Just very briefly, I just want to express gratitude for coming to serve Maggie and Councillor Lilly, because I know there's a lot of controversy around this happened last year, and it's a very difficult decision. And it's really valued by public health to have that support. And certainly, my hands are to you. I think the partnership is working well, and it's also an opportunity for us to learn from colleagues on the island. So, for instance, I'm really trying to become some public health nursing and learning well from colleagues in public health.
Okay, Rob, thank you for that. Last item on the agenda.